Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about, removing watermarks from AI-generated product videos. Absolutely, I'm so excited for this one. Watermarks can be such a pain, right? Especially if they're killing your sales. Totally, it's wild how something as small as a logo can impact your conversion rates. We're diving deep into Sora 2 watermark removal today, and I'll explain why it's essential for serious sellers in 2025. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm all ears. So what's the deal with these watermarks? How do they affect sales? Great question. So shoppers today are super savvy. When they see an AI watermark, they often think fake product or lazy brand. It's not fair, but it's the reality we live in. I've actually run A/B tests, and the difference is staggering. Really? Like how staggering? Well, according to a recent HubSpot video marketing benchmark report, marketers are seeing about a 3x increase in conversion rates after removing those pesky watermarks. We're talking about jumping from a close to 2% conversion rate to roughly 7% just by cleaning up the video. That's huge. I can see why people are so keen on watermark removal. What tools are out there to help with this? There are a few solid options. The first one is DaVinci Resolve. It has an object removal feature that boasts a whopping 94% success rate on visible Sora 2 watermarks. It's really the heavyweight champ for professional results. Wow, that's impressive. But what if someone just wants something quick and easy? Good point. For those who want speed and simplicity, there's CapCut AI. It's surprisingly effective at removing watermarks from static shots and can process around 86% of them in under 12 seconds per minute of footage. That sounds convenient. But I'm curious, what happens if the video has moving subjects? Ah, that's where CapCut can struggle a bit. DaVinci Resolve still outshines it when it comes to dynamic footage. For the tech-savvy folks out there, there's also FFmpeg, which strips the metadata that identifies the video as AI-generated. It doesn't remove the visible logo, but it decreases platform detection rates dramatically. So it's like a sneaky trick for avoiding red flags? That's interesting. But let's talk about quality. How does it hold up after using these tools? It varies. DaVinci Resolve maintains quality really well, with only about a 2% degradation in video quality. CapCut can leave some blurriness, especially around moving backgrounds. So it's important to choose the right tool based on your specific needs.
Right.
So if someone's just starting out, what should they do first? I'd recommend checking out a guide on AI video features to find which tools fit your workflow best. And don't forget, sometimes it's better to regenerate the video altogether if the watermark removal looks glitchy. A fresh approach can save you a lot of trouble. That makes sense. It reminds me of when I tried to edit a video and ended up spending more time fixing mistakes than actually creating something new. Exactly. Authenticity over perfection, right? Sometimes, if the removal looks glitchy, it's just better to redo the footage or tweak your prompts to avoid those corners where the watermark usually sits. Speaking of authenticity, are there any common challenges people face when trying to remove these watermarks? Yes, definitely. One of the biggest challenges is maintaining quality while working with tricky moving backgrounds. Plus, avoiding platform redetection algorithms can be a hassle, especially with the invisible pixel statistics that some tools leave behind. Jordan, got it. So what about success stories? Do you have any examples of businesses that have benefited from watermark removal? Absolutely. GearFit Apparel implemented a watermark removal workflow and saw their sales increase by $184,000 in just one quarter. Their click-through rates tripled after they cleaned up their videos. That's incredible. It really shows how important these tools are for brands that rely on video marketing. For sure. And just a reminder, if you're serious about your video quality, taking the time to remove those watermarks can significantly impact your sales. So if I'm understanding correctly, it's not just about removing the watermark, it's about enhancing the overall perception of your brand in the market. Exactly. You've got it. And remember, these trends and tools are evolving rapidly, so it's always good to stay updated. Well, that's a wrap on today's topic. What a great discussion on SORA 2 watermark removal. Thanks for tuning in. If you found this helpful, make sure to check out our resources for more tips on video marketing and editing tools. We'll catch you in the next one. Stay creative. Bye, everyone.